Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, how could it be any more fitting than a best of Monday Night Sports Talk on Tuesday, the 4th of July? Hi, it's Reavers here in the studio. And I'm going to pick a couple of my personal favorites from the years of Joe and Pat doing sports talk together. And while I'm playing this first cut for no other reason other than it just makes me laugh each and every time that I hear it. So I hope you enjoy the best of Monday Night Sports Talk, fittingly, on a Tuesday.
Pat, what do you think? Another CD for the bookshelf, huh?
The best of Saturday morning sports talk was the last
volume two.
Was the last one referred to as the best of Monday night sports talk?
No, I believe it was Saturday sports talk.
Even though much
of sports talk
was the best of sports talk.
Even though much of the stuff came from Monday night,
this is
volume two. Updated version.
Volume
two. A little more updated.
Kind of interesting when I look at it. It looks like the best of Pat highlights is what it really seems to be.
Well, let's see here now.
Pat hates kids.
Look at Joe hates kids there. Of course,
you know,
that's
what,
only 17 seconds.
17 seconds.
Pat
is all
hates kids is 37
well,
seconds.
Well, not only that, am I on the Pat hates kids one?
I think you might say hello.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Well, this is very interesting. This is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. The Rook sent me. Three minutes and 25 seconds.
It's not all Pat.
Am I on this thing?
I don't think that one.
It's not
Such
all
burp.
Pat. It's, see, your burp lasts longer than I do. So
I got a tenth of a second longer belch than you do.
That's about it from what I can see.
Railroad Lisa. Dick. Am I on that one?
I think that was the day he was gone, wasn't it?
It was. Is that the day
squirts.
Railroad Dick and I had the conversation about the way life was
seriously,
going?
Seriously, this is amazing. This is amazing. I'm not on this thing. Of course, this has always been, this has been Pat's show.
See, it's kind
didn't
of.
They, haven't
we
the,
could retitle it Best of Royce.
Haven't the newspapers referred to this as Pat's show?
And, I believe and, that was the well respected publication City Pages.
I don't
right?
think I was even mentioned as a co host.
No, it was the award winning show of Saturday Morning Sports Talk with Pat Royce.
Occasional guest. There is actually
Pat's
Joe.
Suit story. Pat slips on a wagon. Pat telling the story about Cruella.
Isn't there one where you're at the Olympics, Joe?
Pat in the Met Center press box. That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Pat talking to Railroad Dick. Oh, isn't this interesting? Pat at the 94 Olympics, his lowest moment as a sports writer.
Looking up and down this list, I believe the second most popular person on the list is Don Vogel.
I would say the third most. The third most is Rookie.
Yeah,
so. I come in fourth or fifth on this deal.
But it's nice having you around. Anyway.
Well, I've enjoyed my supporting role.
You know what I'm glad to see here? We got the VeriSpeed. How mm-hmm. old was that tape?
VeriSpeed
that you
found goes the VeriSpeed back to mid 80s.
Is that the one we put Vogel on the VeriSpeed?
No, this was the original when you got it out of the box from Nando.
Let me ask you a question.
The Truth VeriSpeed will be volume 3,
all right.
And we might get a Suchi cut in
wait
there.
Wait a minute. This isn't the Truth one?
It's not the Truth
well,
one.
What is it?
This is the original one where Pat gets on it,
yeah.
And he's extra wide,
all right.
And then you get on it and have an anxiety attack.
Let me ask you a history question.
Yes.
When you and I first were put together by the Hubbard family,
yes.
Did we meet senior? Did we go up?
Yes, we did.
And
meet,
wasn't it senior?
We met the founder of the entire empire. Yes, we did.
And didn't he? Isn't he the one that said, "Boys, I want you to play 76 trombones"?
He never ordered us to do that, but he gave us the tape
right.
And said, "This is the organ music that we used to play downstairs when they had a show down in the studio. They had a Saturday night dance party or something." And Mr. Hubbard, senior,
right.
gave us that, and that is still the music that introduces Saturday Sports Talk.
I'm assuming that we were smart enough, in other words, to have taken the subtle direction.
That was
grandfathered in for so long.
We were only on Monday nights then,
right?
And it could have been Sunday nights for all I know. Could have still been Sunday nights when we first went in to see Mr. Hubbard.
We started on a
Sunday.
You
know what it was? Artie Schreiber, the station manager,
right.
Had been summoned in to see Mr. Hubbard Sr. and was told that I'd sure like to hear some of this music on the air. Mm-hmm. And Artie said,
I know just the guys.
I got two weenie heads that'll play it. So that was us. And it's served us well
it's
for 20 years.
The nation's longest lasting sports talk.
Theme. Has to be.
It absolutely has to be. Certainly predates The Rookie.
I came in 91.
Yeah. Where we don't...
You came in 91, and you're on this CD more than I am.
Aren't you on the Cruella?
No. I listened to it politely.
Well, that's right. That was Pat telling that.
Who's Lauren the Packer fan? I don't even know Lauren the Packer fan.
Our buddy Lauren the Packer fan.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is Lauren the Packer fan... that was from the regular show. I don't even think Lauren called on a Saturday.
You know what, though?
You're just sticking stuff in here, aren't you?
For the sake of the game.
You know what?
They told you
how much space you had to fill. You didn't want to find any tapes. I know the way you work. And you threw anything in there.
You know what? They bought it all. I said, the tapes are all moldy. I can't find anything.
When will this be on sale?
This will be on sale.
Well, it'll be sold now, by the time you hear
us
talking.
I want to tell you something.
Christmas of 2000.
Just seeing the list of things here, if we get a taste, I want a bigger taste than he's got. I want a taste based on how much
you're... taste. Railroad Dick still with us?
He's rest in peace. We got two dead guys
who are going to make more money than me.
Everyone should enjoy this, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah, all right.
It is kind of a thrill, you know. You got a book on the shelf, you know. You've written a book, and
yes,
and it's kind of neat to go to the CD shelf and see. I'll have the best of Pat on my CD shelf.
How's that author thing working out for you?
Didn't work out quite the way. Kind of worked out the way taking those summer Saturdays off worked out.
Let's not get into the dealing with publishing houses. We don't want to.
This is radio,
which has been a very kind industry.
Well, Pat, congratulations to us.
Yes, and
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
We've had to live through some tense moments recently, but it's been a great relationship.
Yeah,
It's not a relationship. It's been a great show, whatever the hell it is.
Sports talk.
Listen.
You're on.
Yeah, I have fun as... Why does Bud Grant wear brown pants with a purple shirt?
Drugs, I think.
Okay, I have another question. Why?
Go do your homework, you little creep.
You're on Sports Talk.
Call in.
What are you calling for, kid? We don't talk to kids. See you later.
You're on.
Yeah, what is Yoakum Donnie Beaupre's suspension?
He was not suspended the second time. See you later.
Oh, do you think he'll be suspended?
No, he
I'm
didn't.
Traded?
Where have you been, kid? Pay attention, kid. Don't call up and ask us these nonsensical questions.
I mean, you know...
Get rid of him.
Goodbye.
Get rid of him.
You're on.
I hate kids.
Hello, you're on.
Hello again, Souchere Royce.
There he is.
Howard Cosell.
Howard Cosell reporting. First of all, I protest vigorously. The abhorrent behavior of the Twin Cities. Every week, showing the backup game. Never, ever showing yours truly. Tonight, they've got Drysdale and McCarver doing the Tiger Kansas City game, while I'm ensconced doing the Mets Expo game. What's wrong with them?
I don't know. No taste, Howard.
I'd rather have you, Howard.
Of course you would. An excellent taste on your part, I might add. Oh, hold it 1 second. What a play there by Strawberry. Oh, that was Mookie Wilson? Oh, I always get those two mixed up. Oh, well. Suffices to say, I'm I'm going to talk about baseball, but first, just let me mention my book. You know the one. I Never Played the Game. Now, I'm not going to be like some authors who would go on the radio hyping their book, mentioning it over and over again, drumming the title of it into your heads. I mentioned it once. I never played the game. That's the only time I need to mention it. Otherwise, I don't need to talk about it at all. Just because I'm an older gentleman trying to make a few dollars, I wrote a book called I Never Played the Game. I'm not going to take your time on this prestigious show to badger you about my book, unless, of course, you happen to have questions about I Never Played the Game.
Howard, I think that's
I think we've got the title down.
I think that's
it's I Never Played the Game by Howard Cosell.
Now, you see, I mentioned it once, and already Royce has the title. Indelibly imprinted in his brain.
No, that was Suture.
Was that in? Never could tell you two apart, either.
Mookie and Strawberry and us two.
That's right. Very. Hang on one second. Oh, look, it rains, run. Oh, no, that was Andre Dawson. Boy, this is getting to be a problem with yours truly.
Yes.
Howard, how do you answer your critics who suggest that not only do you not know baseball, but that you evidently despise it?
Well, how could I know it when, in fact, I never played the game? Whoops. Didn't mean for that to slip out once again.
Howard, do you like baseball?
That's like asking someone if they like America. It's like asking someone, do you like motherhood? Do I like baseball?
You never played the game, though, did you?
No, which, by the way, coincidentally, is the title of the book I've authored. I never played the game. But, you know, today I was in conversation with Donald Fear.
Mm-hmm. Have lunch with him?
I had lunch with him. He had a corned beef, easy on the mustard.
Now this, you really did have lunch with Don. You didn't, this isn't one of your phony lunch deals that we read about a couple of years ago.
No, of course not. The Twin Cities did have the good taste to show me talking to Donald Fear.
Okay.
Before they switched to the backup game with California Drysdale.
Okay.
But I had lunch. I had some pastrami with a big pickle slice on the side, as I like to do. And we talked. He was asking about my book, I Never Played the Game, incidentally. Asking why I wrote about Don Meredith, as I did. And I said, how could I help it? The bumpkin. The stumbling country bumpkin who never prepared himself adequately. Every time he'd come to an encounter, he'd be totally unprepared. I'd have to bail him out consistently, and I reveal that in my book, I Never Played the Game. I talk about O.J. and how totally inept he is, and how dare he occupy a broadcasting booth where yours truly once did. It all comes out, and I never played the game.
Well, Howard, one more time. Now, what is the title of that book?
I don't believe in spouting the title over and over again. Before I run off to... Oh, hang on one second. Whoa, what a pitch that was. Looked like a fastball to me. Oh, it was a curve? All right. Before I go...
Yes, sir.
Let me be the first participant in your contest and simply say... That's right.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you, Howard Cosell. Always a pleasure to have Howard Cosell calling from New York.
You can hear that occasionally from 3 to 6 here on KSDP.
The best, Howard. It's better than, well, anything would be better than the real Howard. But yes. This guy is the best.
Yes, Mr. Vogel.
This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did. And don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
The lowest moment I had as a sports writer until the Indian nickname decision was when I was riding in Calgary, and it was supposed to be the Winter Olympics, and it was 55 degrees, and the hockey team had been eliminated, and the men's downhill was over, and I'm riding up a ski lift with a woman who was the U.S.'s best hope for a demonstration medal in ski ballet.
That's
and
something.
I was you all the way up there, all the way up there, as I was asking her questions. I paid no attention to her answers. My only thought was, how low have I sunk? that I am going to write a story about this crap.
And you were on the same chair.
I was on the same chair.
You're swinging your legs.
And I was writing, and this poor girl was terrified because if I had made a little move, she could be vaulted over the horizon. And I'm saying, this is not why I got in this business.
But I think the same people that put ice dancing in the Olympics put synchronized swimming. Nice talking to you, John.
All right.
The image is so good.
Oh, I'm sitting there taking notes. And
she's
not,
just looking
I'm
at
just
you
scribbling.
With utter terror.
I'm scribbling stuff in this notebook. It makes no sense. I don't care what she's saying.
No, Albert Tomba's gone. Everybody's
gone. I kind of hope that we both fall to our death, you know? It wouldn't have bothered me a bit if I'd fallen off and crushed my skull at that time. Would have been just fine. And that's what the Winter Olympics are all about, ladies and gentlemen. And I get to go again.
And that's why we're big-time sports writers.
Do I like fruit?
I love
said.
Fruit.
Now, why did somebody say
I don't love know fruit?
I said, I don't mind fruit, but I don't like anything that squirts. I'll eat a banana.
Oh, you don't want to get
into
that.
And an apple if I have a knife. If I have a knife so I can cut it off, you know?
I don't like anything that squirts.
I don't like any fruit that squirts. You bite in and it squirts. I don't like a fresh orange. Squirts.
Yeah.
Pineapple squirts. Pear squirts. I don't like any fruit that squirts.
You like grapefruit.
Yeah, but you got to cut it in half.
Yep.
And you got to dig them kind of out.
You have to have somebody
do it. I'm not
going to
just squirt. No. You can't just rip them open and let them squirt. I don't like fruit that it's... I got to tell
you
this,
Joe. Could you name me a fruit that... That doesn't squirt.
A banana does not squirt.
That's not a fruit. That's a legume.
Well, it's got phosphate in it.
It's a mushroom.
Somebody once told me they had phosphate in it.
They're good for it.
Well, then how come when I'm at the store...
Do you know on airplanes
now... How come when I'm at the store, it's in the fruit section?
No, it's probably a fruit.
Okay.
Do you know on airplanes now they give you a banana?
Yes,
this is not what I have in mind when I'm flying. Don't give me fruit. But I must say...
Especially,
I love fruit that squirts.
Oh, I hate fruit that squirts.
Is it because of the mess?
It's the concept. I don't like it. I don't know.
No.
You know, remember the guy in Diner who didn't like Bonanza because it was on color TV?
It's not for me.
Well, fruit that squirts is not for me. I'm sorry.
Can you tell your suit story tonight? Tell these people, well, hang on, because you'll like this. I'm sure you've heard it. But tell these people.
You ain't heard it.
No, how many of you people have heard Patrick's suit story? not many at all. Tell your suit story.
No, 10, 12 years ago, I was still drinking. I want to point out I was still drinking. And I went in. I didn't have a suit, and I had to go to somebody's wedding or funeral or something. So
not that there's much distinction there.
And anyway, I bought this gray job, right? Large gray job.
Suit.
It was kind of red checks in it. I thought it was rather nice lucky. And then the lapels were solid gray, you know.
And they were
while the checks,
really big.
Checks were the other thing. And
the entire coat looked like a 1957 Pontiac.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so about a year later, I'm going to buy another suit. And it's the end of the year clearance sale, right? So I go into this guy and say, you got anything you want to get rid of? And he takes me over to the rack and pulls my suit off and says, yeah, we've been sitting on this turkey for about a year. I didn't buy it. I didn't think I should have two of those.
We're in St. Cloud, right?
Yeah.
The Augie and I. My dear friend Mike Augustine and I. Had a few cocktails. We're living in a trailer then.
You and Augie?
No.
You and the wife
my
and the baby.
My ex-wife and myself and the baby.
Yeah.
The baby. And we decided to get a pizza and go home and maybe have a little pizza. But it's only about 2:30 in the morning. So it's the blush of the evening. Not ready to quit drinking yet. So we get home about 2:30 and we decide, the baby, he's about one then. Jimmy's about one. They said, he might want some pizza, you know. Let's go in and get the baby out. So I go ahead and reach over and grab Jimmy out of the crib, right?
Mm-hmm.
Turn around, take a step. I'm in this dark room in there on a linoleum floor, you know, this cheap trailer. My right foot goes in this wagon that the kid has in there. And there I go, airborne, holding this baby, holding this year-old who's sleepy, wondering what's going on. And I'm about the same size then as I am now, big.
Uh-huh.
And I go airborne, come down on my back. That trailer shook for about an hour and a half.
What did
the little woman have to say about that? Well, you know, I had a good explanation. You know, we thought Jim might—he was awake anyway. You know, we thought he might want some pizza.
Did you have to perform some sort of gymnastics to keep from? You would land on a kid. You would have killed him.
That would have been it.
Your wife really would have been mad.
She would have really been out of.
So you did you like flip around in the air to stay backside?
Hold on tight and said, get ready for this. This is gonna be quite a trip for you, son. Bang! Ooh, I'll never forget that.
Did it knock the wind out of you?
I don't know. I just holding on to that baby so hard, hoping I didn't kill it. If I did, I knew the mother would really be mad then.
I think, again, ladies and gentlemen, 6 years ago tonight, I went in the building with him and said, keep him here.
I'll do the show.
Don't let him out
till
he's ready.
We'll go right to this man in Moscow. You're on.
Good evening, Pat and Joe.
Hello, sir.
Joe and Pat.
Yes.
You know, I had to brush a tear from my old tired eye.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
just
sir.
Now.
Yes, sir.
That was the actual chat on the line, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
You know, hearing the actual Chad Hartman, I felt sort of like when me and Henry put detente together many years ago. Hearing Hartman, one of them, talking to one of you.
Yes, sir. It really was quite a coup.
It was beautiful. Well, I've been over here with Gorby,
yeah,
as I like to call him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to interest him, among other things, in American sports.
Right.
And I asked him if he liked baseball, and he said, well, he didn't think they could play baseball in Russia. And I said, why not? And he said, because nobody's ever safe.
He sounds like quite a wit.
Yeah. And, you know, then I pulled one on him. I said, you would have loved the 75 World Series. Remember that one? The Reds and the Red Sox.
Mr. President, you're in a pretty good mood tonight, aren't you?
Well, I am. You know, a little 110-proof vodka never hurt anybody.
How's Mrs. Gorby? She's kind of attractive for a Ruski.
She is a little dull, you know. I remember one time Gorby had to leave the room.
Uh-oh.
Well, never mind.
You scamp, you.
I know. Well, you know, after what I've done to Pat for so many years and the rest of the country, what's the difference? Pour a little bit more of this vodka.
Hey, Mr. President, have you gotten to see any of the Goodwill games?
Goodwill, I have gotten to see briefly the Goodwill games, but I really don't care about them. No, baseball is still my sport.
Mm-hmm.
The American pastime, baseball. You know, one of the things I like about baseball is when they have those guys, those pitchers out there, you know, that are sneaky fast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I like the sneaky fast ones. And I also like Ricky Henderson because he steals. I like those kind of guys, too.
Thieves and sneaky guys.
That's right. And then I tried to explain to Gorby about... Wait a minute, there's Mrs. Gorbachev. Hold on, baby. I'll be right there. Your trickster will be right in. Oh, da, da, da yourself. You little pinko.
You little pinko.
I just love her. She's got a great sense of humor, too. Wish I could tell you what she calls me.
Don't. What were we talking about, Mr. President?
Well, I was trying to explain to Gorby about football and my favorite football play. What is it, of course? I'll give you guys a little Nixon trivia.
The quarterback sneak.
Exactly. Give that man a cigar.
Is that the one you used to call George Allen with?
That's the exact one I used to call George Allen with. I'd say, George, quarterback sneak. He said, Richard, but it's 3rd and 23. I said, I don't care. It'll work. Where's my vodka bottle? Well, I'm going to have to let you guys go because Mrs. Gorby, she just gave me that eagle eye.
Is she wearing one of those big fur hats over there in the middle of July?
Oh, I'll tell you one thing, though. That's not all she wears.
See you later,
goodbye.
Mr. President.
Goodbye, trickster.